This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Right here next to me. Mickey, how are you?
I'm good. It's so amazing to see you in person.
And you as well.
It's been, you know, we were talking about it. So
2020.
Mm-hmm. So 2 years.
Exactly. Almost 2 years to the day. Yeah. And then Jim Kern here as well from Payrailz. Jim, how are you?
Doing great.
Good,
doing
great. Good.
Yeah, looking forward to a good show.
Yeah. I mean, we're just starting. So, and everything, again, is happening upstairs. So every time I refer to like, hey, what's going on upstairs? That's why we're downstairs and the whole show is upstairs. So how are things?
It's great.
Upstairs?
And it was amazing. So the last time, so 2020, we had pretty much that previous summer announced our CUSO CU Rails.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And we had at the time 6, and we're up to
85.
It's just crazy.
How many? 2 years? Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's so, a massive growth.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
done.
It's just been amazing. So what's really cool to see upstairs is everybody's having the same reaction we are. Everybody's like oh my gosh. God, there's people.
Yeah, I
think people just, you know, Zoom, we're Zoom fatigued.
Yeah, no doubt.
The ability to get together, mm-hmm. Thank God, you know, things are heading in the right direction.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Knock on wood, Jim. I said to one of the other vendors, I said, if we never have to do another virtual conference again, I'll be very happy.
I mean, it was a nice plan B, and it came in quite handy, though, to keep us all connected in some form or fashion, but there's nothing like face-to-face, right. For sure.
It's what we do, is we connect. It's mm-hmm. really hard to connect over Zoom. Zoom does a great job.
Right.
I can't imagine what it had been like if we didn't have Zoom.
I know.
But nothing beats, you know, an old mentor of mine used to say, cheeks and seats, the ability to sit down and have a conversation.
Exactly.
So it's just, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. Yeah, well, this is kind of a tradition that we've had,
yeah,
Mickey, over the years, to have you come in the studio lounge and give us the latest and greatest, this time on Payrailz and payments and all that type of stuff. So what are you guys looking for at GAC this year? Obviously, payments is top of mind for you guys.
Well, it
so
is.
What are you looking?
One thing, you know, what COVID did in the whole pandemic was nothing motivates people to go digital than a pandemic, right?
True.
But people try digital for the first time. So in the realm of payments, they're like, I can pay my bills. You know, P2P has become very popular. And now that we're coming out of it, folks are like, I've tried it. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to say they're not walking back in a branch. They like going to the branches.
Sure.
But the digital channel is very... it's something they want to use and continue to use.
Yeah.
And I think you're seeing that with the credit unions that you're talking to.
Definitely. I mean, I think one of the biggest thing is, you know, the pandemic put a lot of pressure on digital channels in general with most of the, you know, financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And even though the pandemic arguably is over, right? Arguably, depending on who you talk to. People aren't going necessarily back to the way they did it before. And because of that, I think a lot of projects within credit unions are all around digital delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do they have better member experience? How do they retain those members? There's a lot of people that are trying to get after those members that are, you know, non-financial
mm-hmm.
and financial.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, I think that the digital channel is such an important, you know, function in an FI now,
mm-hmm.
which is they always knew it was, but now this really put the emphasis on. And then the other thing that's been interesting is that, you know, not all FIs, not all credit unions have gone back to their normal way of business. You know, they're in a limited capacity. They've got people that are still remote working.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we were at a conference a couple weeks ago and three or four of the sessions were all around remote employees because you can't get people back. They said, If you make me go back to the office, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, they're almost forcing employers and FIs. And I think that's across the board.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
but,
exactly right.
But anyway, it's been really, you know, pretty prevalent as the weaknesses in digital. Even people that are kind of up on that,
mm-hmm.
you know, where they feel like they really have a good handle on that, they're still putting a lot of emphasis on what else can they do mm-hmm. in that vein.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all looking to up their game because they experience matters. So it can't be checkbox anymore. You can't say to your members, oh yeah, I offer it. You have to be able to offer it, and it has to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do things like simplify your members' lives,
mm-hmm.
right? Because people add a lot of value to that, because we use this thing do it for me. We've said that for years, but people are like, yeah, if you can make my life easier, I'm all in. Mm-hmm. So experience really matters, especially when it comes to payments.
Yep.
And with it's kind of almost a perfect storm. You've got, you know, real-time payments have really come in to fruition, and people are seeing, again, growth in P2P, and they may not necessarily want to go to, say, a Zelle, but they want to go to their credit union and say, do you have P2P? And so we've actually moved to an offering that's standalone. And we're seeing a lot of interest in it.
So. Okay, cool. Why is that?
I think they like the experience, mm-hmm. and they like to be to get the credits with us. It's white labeled, so they can call it whatever they
want.
Okay,
cool.
And so folks look to their credit union to provide these services, and if they're provided and they're marketed correctly and their people are aware of them, mm-hmm. they're more apt to try them.
Oh, of course, of course. And there's that competitive thing out there as well, the Amazons and those. I wouldn't say competitive, but the experiences that people are getting in other retail outlets, or like the Uber experience, the Amazon experience that we keep talking about, it has to be like that at a credit union, mm-hmm. and the technology that a credit union adopts has to be able to have that capability.
We use a quote from a guy, Warren Tomlin, and he says a person's last experience is what you're getting judged on.
Yeah.
So they will. They say, well, why can't you be more like Amazon? Mm-hmm. Or why can't it be as easy as, you know, click, click, done?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not necessarily judging one credit union to another credit union or credit union to a bank. They're judging the experience.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
And it keeps going back to, if it's an experience that they like and they see value in it, they'll continue to use it.
Exactly, yeah.
And so, because we're fickle, right? Mm-hmm. If we try something...
We're spoiled,
we're
Mickey!
Like, well, that's a great way to put it.
We're spoiled. The consumer is
spoiled. And why
not?
It's all, in the digital world, it is all about me.
Yeah,
right?
It is.
In the digital world, the consumer, the member, is kind of the branch.
Mm-hmm.
So they want it to be, I want to get in, I want to do what I want to do, and... And the benefits of the credit union, you know, that it's a trusted, you know, everything behind that. So
yeah.
The credit union brings a lot into it.
Well, I've heard, like, the payments experience, the banking experience almost has to be invisible.
Yeah.
It has to be that frictionless. So that's probably what you guys are hearing a lot,
in
right?
In fact, you bring up a really good point. I mean, especially around the P2P offering, because, you know, there's really, it's Zelle and kind of nobody else. And a lot of credit unions don't want to be part of Zelle.
Because, you know, Zelle is
a
part,
bank,
yeah,
it's a
exactly.
bank deal.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a lot of reasons why, you know, data sharing and some other things. But realistically, it's a closed loop network.
Mm-hmm.
If I send you money on Zelle, you either have to be on a Zelle FI or you have to download a Zelle app, which is friction.
Right.
You know, whereas that's one of the things that, you know, we've kind of seen in the marketplace where they don't want that, and they also don't want to potentially do business with some of these larger banks. I mean, you know, it's not as jagged of a line as
mm-hmm.
it used to be,
yep.
but it definitely is a factor out there.
And certainly, and Venmo is still there.
Oh, yeah.
Venmo does something very good. And what they do is they can do that, hey, I owe you money from lunch, and I can send it to you, and it's, but you both have to be on Venmo.
Right.
With us, you don't have to be, because it's open loop.
That's awesome.
And so we could even ride a Venmo rail if necessary.
Oh, wow, really?
So it gives a credit union, I think, you know, an ability to play in the game.
Right.
And if they want to brand it to their credit union branding,
mm-hmm.
more to it.
Yeah, even better.
So what success looks like is the member goes, well, I go to my credit union for that. Why don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a way for them to keep their members and attract new members.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, in essence, as long as you've got a debit card or a bank account in the U.S., you're going to get your money.
That's awesome.
So that's the easiest way to do it. And then we're still delivering other real-time options,
mm-hmm.
you know, with FedNow. And RTP through the clearinghouse coming up, there's multiple real-time options in addition to kind of the traditional rails
mm-hmm.
that are out there. So,
and that gets combined. We have a single platform for payments. So whether they want to pay their bills or move money between accounts that they have or use P2P,
mm-hmm.
new account funding,
mm-hmm.
We have an option, people, for loan payments. So it's off of a single platform. So we see credit unions liking that rather than specific point solutions.
Oh, completely.
They kind of like it all in one.
Yeah, no doubt. So the initial session is almost over,
mm-hmm.
or they had the general session as well.
Yeah.
So obviously you've talked to a lot of people. So what are topics up there
so
that
the
people
first
are talking
topic,
about other than like Ukraine or crypto
yeah.
or both?
Not a lot of that tonight, believe
me. Oh, really?
The first topic is, oh my God, we're back together.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the other one is how quick 2 years went.
In
and
a blink
so
of an
you
eye.
See people
yeah.
with a skip in their walk. Mm-hmm. They're happy to be out and about, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you know, and there's no better way to learn than interacting with people. So,
right.
So that's been a topic of conversation. A lot of folks are literally, hey, what do you have to offer? It's almost, there's a shopping mentality, I guess that's a fair way to put it. Everybody got, what do you got?
Yeah, in fact, we
that's
actually
cool.
Had,
good for you guys. Yeah,
three or four of our clients and newly signed clients have come by already and said, hey, we just wanted to put a face with a name and stuff like that, which is great.
Oh my God, because, the last 2 years, everything's done virtually.
Everybody.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I have not been in a credit union physically for well over 2 years.
Gosh,
I mean,
that's amazing.
And interestingly enough, we had a presentation with a local credit union about 3 weeks ago, and literally within a mile of our office, and they still weren't opening
really?
The doors up for us to come
good
in.
Good grief.
You know, because just reality,
good
you know, they've gone to a different kind of
so it's just mode. Pretty much happy to be back.
Yeah,
everyone's talking about
people
which
are
is
like,
great.
Just what do you got? What do you got? It's, I think people are just excited. I don't know if you're it's early for you to get this started, but in the other companies that you're talking to, you said getting that same sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone, the priority is like, I'm so happy to see you type of thing. It's almost like, not that the products and services aren't important, it's almost that they're secondary. I think we're all just happy to be together again. That's the priority thing.
Really?
And then it's like, oh, okay, well, what do you got?
Let's see. Everybody.
So, and then we get back to doing business again.
Yeah,
so,
it's a personal contact that you definitely didn't, you know, you missed.
Exactly.
You know? And miss it with a mask on, too.
Yeah.
You know,
so. And the funny thing is, we had Gigi Hyland in earlier, and she was talking about that time thing that you were talking about, how the last 2 years, it almost like it didn't exist.
Right.
It was kind of like she was talking about, it's like it just went by in the blink of an eye. It's almost like it didn't exist.
Right.
And it's like, and I am coming here today and then setting up, and it's like, you know, it's kind of, I started thinking about it. It's like, it's like it wasn't even there.
It's like the psychology
it wasn't.
Of pain.
Yeah.
You know it happened. You felt it.
It's so
and
weird.
Now you look back and it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also look back and we were talking, just as we were coming down here, we were saying, but look how much we learned.
Oh, we learned it.
So for many folks,
yeah.
You know, Kuna 2020 was the last event that they had.
It
was just a few more weeks after that when everything just shut down.
Yeah.
And then there was that period of, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And people figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
They figured how to be remote. We figured out how to be a remote company. Yeah. Credit unions figured out how to serve their members remotely because many of the branches closed. And so, again, back to the importance of the digital channel. Thank God we had a digital channel.
Yeah, no doubt.
I can't imagine, what it would have been. You know. And so, so in a blink of an eye, but so much learned.
But so much happened, though, as well. So.
And we're happy as a company to have been able to grow in a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, and help credit unions out with what you guys offer.
It's exciting to see it, hopefully, in our rearview mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, you know, everybody's to talk about this, the new normal. I like this word called the now normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this now normal a lot better than the now normal we had a few months
ago. Oh, agreed,
So it's a good place
better.
To be.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Cool. Anything else, guys, to
no, it's just good to see you in person.
Good to see you as well. Yeah,
you know,
both of you guys.
Appreciate you having us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anytime. Oh, my
like
gosh.
Stop by.
Like I said, this is a tradition that Mickey and I've had for, how many years? Probably 10 years.
How long have you been doing this? I mean, it's been...
Yeah.
It's
so at least...
Your equipment gets cooler, though.
Yeah, we're upgrading a little bit.
We were talking a little bit about it before.
We're trying to raise our game just a little bit with a chair and a couch. How about that? Let's raise our game a lot.
You got sponsors.
Yes, we got sponsors too. So help us.
We always appreciate just your time.
Anytime. We'll keep up the good work, and we got three more days to go. So pace yourself.
Just getting started. Yeah, that's going to be cool for a lot of people. Is they have to remember to pace themselves.
Mm-hmm. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So
it is.
All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back at it.
That's what I tell my boss all the time.
It's a marathon,
not a sprint.
Take it easy.
He's like, run faster.
Well, all right, guys.
Thanks for the time.
Congrats on your success as well, and keep up the good work. You guys are just crushing it for credit unions, so we always enjoy talking to you guys. So be well and be safe. All righty.
Same to you.
All righty, guys. Be well. There they are.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.